2017 Resolutions by Aaron Magoon. Here are the resolutions that were passed at the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri State Convention, which was held April 6 through 9 in Kansas City, Missouri. Resolution 2017-01, a resolution regarding the Honorable Gary L. Wonder. Whereas Gary L. Wonder has been an exemplary member of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri for 45 years, serving on the affiliate board of directors since 1975, and whereas he was instrumental in the founding of the Columbia chapter on February 28, 1974, and the original Warrensburg chapter on April 25, 1975, and whereas he has served for 36 of the past 38 years as our president with extreme determination and dedication, and whereas Mr. Wonder has served with the highest honor and distinction, it is only fitting that he be honored as befits his accomplishments, and whereas the Missouri Affiliate Award, also given as the Rutgers Award, has been periodically presented at the direction of the affiliate president to a new person or group demonstrating extraordinary service to the blind of Missouri. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, assembled this 8th day of April, 2017, in the city of Kansas City, Missouri, that from this day forward, the affiliate award shall be renamed the Gary Wonder Award, and be it further resolved, as befitting a gentleman of his high distinction, Gary L. Wonder is hereby named President Emeritus of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, with all the rights and privileges of a member of the Board of Directors, except that of voting, for as long as he remains a member of this organization. Resolution 2017-02, a resolution regarding Sony's PlayStation. Whereas video games have become a staple of online and real-time socialization and entertainment, and whereas accessibility options for blind people have been largely ignored by the video game industry, thereby excluding blind people from this form of socialization and entertainment, now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri in convention assembled this 8th day of April 2017 in the city of Kansas City, Missouri, that we commend Sony for including text-to-speech accessibility on the PlayStation 4 console, and be it further resolved that the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri encourage and work with Sony toward the expansion of this accessibility so that its games and consoles will continue to be fully accessible for blind consumers. Resolution 2017-3, a resolution regarding Senate Bill 43 on discrimination against disabled people. Whereas the unemployment rate among blind people and those with other disabilities is extraordinarily high, and it is extremely difficult to prove a discriminatory act, and whereas current Missouri law requires that a disabled person proves that the person's disability was a contributing factor in any discriminatory act, and whereas Missouri Senate Bill 43, which has been passed by the state Senate, would force a disabled person to prove that a disability was the motivating factor that led to the adverse action, an apparent violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and whereas the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri strongly opposes any legislation that would put barriers in the way of any blind person getting or keeping a job, now therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri in convention assembled this 8th day of April 2017 in the city of Kansas City, Missouri, that we urge the members of the Missouri House of Representatives to vote down this suppressive legislation, and be it further resolved that we urge the governor to veto Senate Bill 43 if it reaches his desk. Resolution 2017-04, a resolution regarding equal salaries for rehabilitation services for the blind counselors. Whereas Rehabilitation Services for the Blind employs rehabilitation counselors to help Missouri's blind citizens get the education and training that leads to employment, and whereas the agency is hampered in hiring and retaining qualified counselors because its pay rate for these employees is significantly lower than the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation and similar agencies in surrounding states, and whereas the special knowledge and skills to meet the unique needs of blind people would, by any reasonable standard, argue for a pay rate that exceeds the pay to the general agencies. Now, therefore, be it resolved for the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, assembled this 8th day of April 2017 in the city of Kansas City, Missouri, that we urge the Missouri Department of Social Services to make the salaries commensurate with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services, and be it further resolved that failing successful action by the Missouri Department of Social Services, this organization will address this issue with the Missouri Legislature.